cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on. Is the truth so elusive? So elusive if you see that it ain't enough, baby. Bridge the distance between you and me. There's a list of grievances, 100 miles long. There's a cold of silence, and it can't go on.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on November the 5th, I think it is, 2000. And seven. Newcomers, check into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and download as much as you want. It's all free. No ads, and it's full of information on past histories and the present goings on. They're leading us into this new world order, the new world order. Lots of new world orders always going on when you have the big boys and their families and descendants at the top of it. Also look into alanwattsentientsentinel.eu for transcripts which you can download in the various tongues of Europe. And I'll start off by mentioning, remember now, I don't get paid for what I do. For those who can afford to send something in, keep it going, please do so. And also check out the books I have for sale, ones I wrote myself, and the DVDs and CDs on the histories. And you can all keep me going. I'll be going in tonight on some of the aspects of the personality types that run the world, and probably always have run the world, at least since the invention or the contrick of money, which really came into use when cities were first created, because cities don't produce anything to keep themselves alive. It's all types of service oriented work they do. They don't grow food. They don't raise animals. Everything comes into the big city. And so when the first city was created, it's what Plato referred to as the beehive. In fact, they would use beehives to bring in this utopia, this republic of the world. And in that city, the people themselves would be given a particular culture. They'd think it was normal after one generation, and then go out and conquer the rest of the planet. And so you had city-states in ancient times all running with something called money. Money was the key to it. And prior to coining money, they used to weigh it out. And long before most of the histories are given to the public, we know that ancient peoples were mining for gold, and mainly silver, actually. It was much easier to get in those days. And the Phoenicians, the strange people, the Phoenicians, is really a Greek word for the Canaanites. They were the ones who ran the ancient world to do with money. And they'd ran the trade routes and the merchant ships and all of the bartering, the going on, and the trading of money for a long, long time, for many centuries. And not only that, they had a brotherhood because they got their tin. You needed tin to mix with copper to make bronze. The weapons at that time were made of bronze. And for the 300 years, they kept it quiet from all the other countries where they got it from. And it turned out they were getting it from a place in the south coast of England. A brotherhood in the Navy could not talk to anyone in any port about where they were coming from, where they were going, and where they got their goods. And we're back with more of this after the following messages.
Thank you. Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Alan Watt back again with Cutting Through the Matrix and going through some of the histories of this old world and how the money took over from barter, basically, and the money boys ended up being the bosses. And with that came a leisure class, and the leisure class wants to maintain itself, and so they hired the brightest amongst them or around them to be advisors, to study the populations, to manage the populations, and they also ensured they had a good religion that gave them the rules to follow for obedience primarily. And once in a while, these city-states would have wars amongst themselves because the guys at the top were different. They were different from those they ruled over. They were different in that they had certain tendencies, the inability really to bond with people naturally or have empathy. Today we call them psychopaths. And these psychopaths, they got to the top through cunning and guile and even murder. It's no problem. They killed their parents when necessary. That shows you the types that they were, where they could even bond with their own families. They got to the top and they interbred pretty well in all the ancient world because they always got to the top using the same moneyed system. They interbred and eventually intermarried each other. The kings and queens would marry from different countries, and the princes and princesses, and and they'd marry their cousins and so on. And this went right down through the centuries. And if you follow the histories of Europe and all of the internal strifes, mainly between England and France and a few other countries in Europe, you find really it was centuries of kings fighting other kings in other countries who were their cousins. And generally these kings never took part in the battles themselves, or they were at the rear if they did go anywhere near it, but they profited from it, and they also kept the populations down. And they discussed these facts with themselves too, because they found out that when they were at war, the populace were much more obedient, less likely to grumble, and they'd actually cough up more in taxation. You could tax them and even take their pigs and their chickens and their hens from them. They feed the armies with less grumbling. And this went on down through the centuries up until the present day. And these characters knew in the 1800s, for instance, they actually knew in the 1700s that the time would come, because they have all these advisors. As I say, they always hire advisors to keep the pulse of the populace and to let them know what's going on so they can keep on top of things. But they always did studies. Today we call them gathering statistical data. But they've always done this, and they knew the time would come when they'd all be fighting for a global system. And they realized, too, that the fastest way to create changes towards something is to direct opposing forces. And if you don't have opposing forces, you create them. You have conflict creation. And out of the conflict, you have resolution or synthesis, same thing. The public who go through all of these wars and the depressions that are caused and all the rest of it never catch on, because the rulers make sure that their top universities publish the histories. So the winners always write the histories in a very flowery fashion, and they always give you very good reasons for having these wars, but never the real reasons. And it was always an amazement to me to find that Britain, for instance, went into World War II under the guise of speeches to save your culture and your freedoms and your way of life, which really wasn't far removed at that time from the old feudal system. There still was an upper elite that everyone knew ran the country, even though you had this strange thing called voting. It was fairly recent from the World War One. And when Britain emerged from World War Two, they were a national socialist country, because the government had taken over all of the functions, all of the main, what we call infrastructure of society. That's your farming, that's your industry, that's your transportation. They've taken all of this over and created massive bureaucracies to deal with it. So they went into the war to fight, supposedly, National Socialism, which was Nazism, and came out of the war as a National Socialist country, at least on the outside. But in reality, the top clique at the top, Winston Churchill and others, and it's now been disclosed by his personal secretary during World War II, who's now a sir, I believe. It's called Fringes of Power. The book, you should read it. And it's about the memoirs and the notes he took while he was a secretary with Winston Churchill, and how Churchill told the public to go off and fight to save their way of life, their culture, and so on. And at parties at night, he was telling his own peer group, as he got happily sozzled, which was pretty well every night, that this is the greatest thing that had ever happened to Britain, because they, the elite themselves, would have their age-long dream of a united Europe. Now, a united Europe obviously meant you were going to lose your culture and your way of life, etc. But these characters have no problem of lying to the general populace, whom they really see as dumb, stupid animals. But nothing has happened since then. At that time, this particular clique signed a deal to deindustrialize Britain and other countries of Europe, and eventually to bring in the system we have now. Britain was the first country to approach France, and together they worked on the integration of Europe, all quietly, all through lies and deception. They lied to the public for almost 50 years, and now they've declassified the documentation from the British government admitting all of this, and at the end it said that the public must not be told anything of this or the truth until it's all completed. And the same thing was to happen to the Americas. So these psychopathic groups, they all know each other, this Anglo-American establishment, which also goes beyond England and beyond the US, it's worldwide now, have formed a club over the last 50 to almost 100 years, knowing that they get this global system into place. And as always, down through the ages, when the top psychopaths, these interbred people, and they do have a difference, a big difference, because they don't have a part of the brain functioning, or even possibly even there, that gives them normal decency and empathy for others. They're unable to feel the pain. They can say that they feel the pain, like some have said recently, but they don't actually feel anything at all. They're born actors. And we're seeing it manifest today with the ones who are in power across the world that all signed the same anti-terrorism deal, which tells you this deal was set up years and years before to go into operation before 9/11 happened, because bureaucratic departments do not work quickly. And yet after 9/11, suddenly almost every major country across the world had signed the same deal. That takes a lot of negotiations and working with bureaucratic positions. And today we're going into it with the psychopaths in full control, with an agenda which is not pleasant whatsoever. They're not starting to kill off populations. They've been doing it for a long time, because after all, they don't ask for volunteers to bring the population down, and therefore they had to do it very quietly. And they've been doing it since at least the 1950s, and probably prior to that, they were working on bacterium and viruses as far back as the 1800s. And it's now documented proof on that, too, stuff coming out of the woodwork. And if you read the histories of even the Rothschild family, now big economists too, remember Bertrand Russell said in H.G. Wells, he'd have to bring the economists on board because they understood money and debt and population numbers need to pay off debts, etc., and ideal population numbers. And you read the histories of the Rothschilds, you'll find that the children of the Rothschilds, and these are authorized books, the children of the Rothschilds were into writing books themselves, the male and female, on the transference of disease with the use of bed bugs, ticks, lice, that kind of thing. And they published these works back in 1904. These children were about 10 and 11 years of age. Now, why on earth would children at that age be so into the transmission of disease by this method? Was because obviously they'd heard their parents talking about it too, because it was not a new idea. Malthus himself talked about the same techniques in the 1700s, even how to space the beds in the poorhouses apart, what distance it would take even fleas to contaminate the person next door with typhus and various diseases. These characters who are into economics understand these sciences, and right now we're at a crisis stage because the big boys, who've all accepted the same philosophy very easily because they're all psychopathic, they do understand each other, want to bring the population down in a hurry. And they've also taken over 100 years to build up the sciences to enable them to create global warming, freezing, flooding, hurricanes, and tornadoes. Read the United Nations weather warfare treaty that they all signed. They can do it. That's why they signed the treaty. You don't sign a treaty unless you can actually do it. It was proven science. And it's happening now as they terrify the public of the world. And it is a worldwide agenda. And spray them like bugs, which is, I'm sure, is tranquilizing them as well. And we'll see the long-term effects start to emerge with strange diseases and early deaths and so on. That's what we're up against. We're in the middle of a war. It's been going on, and most people are completely oblivious to it because they've been trained and brainwashed from birth not to see it. Now, I think there's a caller in our lines. Is there a caller there? Hello? I heard a voice on the line. I guess not. So there's a book people should really try and get their hands on. And it's called Political Ponerology. I don't know if I hear music or not. I just... I guess I do. So the break's coming up. Be back with this book after the following messages.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Hey folks, I want to walk back with Cutting Through the Matrix and discussing a book which people should get a hold of. It's probably the first book where scientists, people who've gone into psychology, people who've lived through tyrannies, pondered the problem of psychopathy and noticed that all of those main characters at the top in the present day and down through history have all of the psychopathic traits. So the book is called Political Ponerology. That's Ponerology. And the author is Andrew M. Lobosowski. But this is an excellent book. It's written obviously from someone who's truly searching. Sometimes he goes off too much into the psychological aspect of, and even the physical aspects of possible brain defects, which still is mainly theoretical, but at least all the signs and the symptoms are in this particular book. And the ISBN number is 1-897244-18-5. Excellent book, written initially by a fellow who came out of the Soviet system who had some persecution in his life there, and whose fellows have been persecuted for trying to get to the bottom of why the leaders in all idealistic systems end up at the top after a very short time as being all comprised of psychopaths, the same MO. And the poneros is the Greek term, that's where they got the name poneros, for evil, and ology for doctrine or science. So ponerology is the name of the book. And it's probably the first one to really go into this in any depth and tie a lot together and put it across in such a way that the average person can try and understand how these people are different from ourselves. But he also accepts the fact that I've said for many years, those who are psychopathic cannot but help get to the top in this particular system, since it's a system that was designed by psychopaths for psychopaths in the very first place. Winners and losers, those who claw their way up and guile and con their way up and destroy lives in the process with a conscience, are so-called successful. You'll see lots of it in the business world, and this author goes through a lot of that and how this is their actual system we're living in, and how they always get to a stage where they come to fear the people and they want to depopulate. You've got examples of that down through history, and he goes into it in some a little detail anyway. Try and get that book. Now we have Jeff from Vermont on the line. Are you there, Jeff?
Alan?
Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Alan, how you doing?
Not so bad.
I've been listening to your program for a while, and I'm trying to figure out, like, leaders and throughout the American history, I'm kind of focusing on that, that were, you know, ingenious, and they weren't, you know, you could say on the dark side. I find Thomas Paine as probably one of the better, like, models of pure genius and of just for our founding forefathers. I really can't find hardly anything in what he says in about Rights of Man, Age of Reason, or any of his books that would indicate that he would be nothing but true. You know, he just the way he talks and the way he puts stuff down, and
yeah.
And just look how he died. You know, and what he thought about the French Revolution is.
You remember, too, though, a lot of what we're given, and this is the problem with us, when we're told something and read something really nice by a person, we form an opinion and we've got to go into it in further depth. Now, Thomas Paine was a professional revolutionary that came over from England.
Yeah, he
came
was.
Came over from a society, and this society had already formed. They'd been there for a while. They trained in Geneva, in fact, a lot of them, and then it then went to England. And Paine came from Payenne. And Hugh de Payen was one of the founders of the Knights Templars, one of the knights that founded it. So these characters belong to societies, and he certainly seemed to say all the right things, and it is true that he went over after the American Revolution to help with the French Revolution. He believed in it initially, but when the slaughtering got to excesses, he complained, and he was put in prison himself for complaining. He didn't go along with all the mass beheadings that was just getting out of hand. And eventually they had to send other ambassadors over to help bail him out and get him out of there.
Ben Franklin.
Yeah.
Won.
And Franklin. It was actually Jefferson came after Franklin on that. And
yeah.
So what you've got really is professional revolutionaries who often fight for the right things. But where you always lose is you'll find that in every popular movement or righteous movement, and many, you know, in the State Department have given out their books over the years where they admit, for instance, that they misinterpreted Vietnam because it was a civil war. It was not a communistic war, according to the books now.
Mm-hmm.
We know for a fact, too, the same thing happened in El Salvador. They tried to blame us. You know, the guys in the military and the intelligence agencies are all, they're pretty well psychopathic themselves. And they wanted to call it a communistic war, but it wasn't really. So wherever peasants tried to get a peasant uprising for a civil war, they were called communists. And so they realized the guys at the top who gravitate towards power after people have championed a popular cause, the ones who get in and hold on to it then are psychopathic in nature. Unfortunately, they take over. I'll be back after the following messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, folks. Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix, and just trying to show that after popular revolutions, a coterie will get in at the higher end of it and eventually take it over. And gradually, they take the real characters who were idealistic and push them off to the side. And suddenly, all the goals that they had planned for suddenly change. And the ones who hang on to the old system, the old constitution, whatever was pushed initially, are pushed off and out into the outer circles. Psychopaths always go into popular movements, and sometimes they even lead popular movements. That's another problem, because they sniff the winds, they look to see where the populace is going, and they become champions, and we've got to always beware of that, because they can start the trouble or the riots when they want to, and that's happened down through history as well. So just because a person says the right things doesn't mean their heart or their brain is in the right place. Have to really check them out. Now, I think we have Vernon in New Hampshire here. Are you there, Vernon?
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, how are you doing this evening, Alan?
It's pretty wet up here. There's a storm going on.
Okay, all right, yeah. I just got one comment I would like to make about what you were speaking about.
Yeah.
Since individuality is like the single biggest threat to their system, right, do these psychopaths, like they fear that we becoming individuals again, will connect us to our spiritual self And it's like this, they really want to stop, like they really want to stop us from making that connection.
Yep. Yeah, well, it's strange enough, even the hardened psychologists that try to go into this porneurology I was talking about.
Yeah, but,
they all go
to
that same
website, yeah.
Yeah, even they go into that because you can't help it being human, trying to figure out what is it that's so different from you? How are they so different? And you go into all the aspects, including this soullessness. At one time they were called soul eaters because they tend to drain people around them. You don't know why you get drained and tired when you're around them, but you do. They suck energy from you in a sense.
Yeah.
It's because your brain is racing, trying to keep up with the strange mentality that they have and some of the things they come out with. Your brain begins to race and you feel tired. So you're quite right. And they do have MOs. They have no conscience. And in this book, Porneurology, they do go through the histories of the present bunch in the U.S. It wouldn't matter if the next bunch come in, because all the ones who are waiting in the wings that we've seen, the Hillarys, etc., are from the same crew. They're all of the same type. But we know that George Bush, for instance, loved to blow up frogs with firecrackers when he was, you know, younger and stuff. And this is the sort of things they do generally in their early years. So there's different signs and symptoms of these characters. And they grow up really with no conscience, but a huge ego, and they tend to disdain all the lesser people beneath them.
Yeah.
But I'm not worried about George Bush. It's the ones around him. It's the Kissinger type, the lifelong ones, the real technocrats that set up the world system and are answerable to nobody. They don't get elected. These are the guys, the Maurice Strongs, that do all the legwork and the setting up negotiations that sign us all to our doom. These are the characters I worry about.
Yeah, and all the decades of all that chemical and biological like stuff they did to the human population, it's like they have them where they want them to be right now. So those few sentient beings who are about to make that connection to their spirit, it's like they're on a race to try and stop this from happening.
I think that's right. They are. There's no doubt about it. They're pushing the oneness of everyone. Everybody's one, but they're talking about a different kind of oneness than people in the New Age even think about. It's a oneness where you're all interlinked through computers, through chips, in fact, through body implants, so that you'll be no more problem in the future. That's what their oneness is all about.
Yeah, it's like the beehive mentality you talked about. It. Like, you could hear something, I don't know, you could hear, like, a humming going around you right now. Like, everybody, like, a part of that hive, and then you seem to, like, stand out from the hive, so they have a serious problem with that.
That's right. And now they've even released, I don't know if you've seen it now, the FBI signature portraits of people with facial expressions that could be suspect.
Yeah, I've seen that one too, yeah.
It's amazing. Creases around the eyes, anything can pull you in to be interrogated. And this is the old eugenicists, all back in power. They can't help it. It's like any disease, they always come up with the same symptoms.
Yeah.
You know, the earlobes, the length of the ear, the space between the eyes, all of this stuff is resurfaced. This is what they used in the Nazi era. It shouldn't surprise us. It's the same bunch and descendants of back to Nazis that are in right now.
Yeah.
Not just in the U.S., but in Britain, too.
And it's like the U.S. seems to be like the test population for all that stuff going on, too.
Yes, it is. And the U.S., as the taxpayer of the U.S. has been they've been funding all of this into existence, and they knew they'd do this at the beginning of the 1900s when Britain handed it over to the U.S. to become the policeman of the world. But the average person who heard that happening in the U.S. never thought they'd actually be treating the peasant of the U.S. as the same as the peasant of China. And that's where it's all going. We've all to be equal peasants here because psychopaths only can appreciate other psychopaths and their cunning. They have no respect for the peasant of any country.
Yeah, and they seem to, like, they keep wanting more and more and more power. Like, they're never satisfied with not having enough power. That's, like, they crave for that stuff, the power over others.
Yeah, and that is a fact. The ego, you see, they live on ego. They are pure ego. The world revolves around them. This insatiable desire for power, again, is so far from the normal that we can't, normal folk can't understand them. That's why they get away with it. We make excuses for them. we'll say they're just very keen. But no, these characters are power-hungry. They live on power. It's like a kind of ethereal food that they suck in, and they love to dominate others. Power and dominance is all part of it.
Yeah.
And they always tolerate, at the end, they tolerate no opposition. And I mean, they're ruthless.
Yeah.
They're ruthless.
And they have, that agenda they got. They're going to do, whatever it takes. They don't care if they got to kill at least 90% of the population. They will do whatever it takes to get to that stage they're after.
Yes, that's a fact, too. I know that's the imperative in all of this, is we've got to stop it, because they have been doing it through inoculations. When you go into the big players who came up with the vaccines, and you find out, my goodness, these guys were the top eugenicists. They wrote books on reducing the population. They championed reducing the population, and suddenly here they are, like wolves with the sheep's clothing on, here to help you overnight. And then you look at all the diseases and sicknesses that have broken out. HIV, if you just speak it, is called the hive, you know. And these guys don't miss a trick in anything that they do. We know that Kissinger during the 70s said that the main enemy to the state was overpopulation, and he put it into the works. He started off the ball rolling to get the grants for autoimmune disease viruses. And these are viruses they've been working on already since the early 1900s. And look at everyone today. Everyone is immune compromised. Everyone who's in inoculation has a vastly reduced immune system.
Yeah. And can I ask you a question, Alan? I don't know if you have experienced this in your life, but haven't since you've been studying that system, have you never sat down and come stare this thing right in the eye and see it right in front of you? Everywhere you look around, you see it?
Yes.
Yeah, that happened to me a couple of times. My body started feeling funny and stuff. I see this stuff right in my eye. Everywhere I turn, I walk, it's right there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Psychopaths, as I say, they not only give you a system that the culture that you live in and think is normal because you've been born and brought up in it is their culture. They've given it to you. And so we take on the traits of the psychopath, and the whole culture is buy, sell, produce, consume.
Yeah.
And don't fall on the street. That's all they say. And so we adopt those same principles. We're all terrified of falling on the street. And so we tend to exploit other people. That's called good commerce and a good system. It's not a competitive system. It's a psychopathic system.
It is. And a lot of it's hard. It's almost hard trying to not live in the system and not emulate them. It's like a force all around you trying to make you become like that.
But yes, when everything goes up, everyone wants to keep a standard of living that they're used to. And when everything goes up and prices go up, then the guy above you passes it all down to you to pay off. You've got to exploit someone beneath you to keep that standard of living. And that's how this whole ball of wax goes. It's round in circles,
Yeah, if we're going around in a circle, we're not moving. We just keep going round and round and round. That's how I see it.
Yes.
We're not evolving.
Yes, that's right. So, yeah, we have an abnormal system that's been taught as the only one that could naturally be. That's what Lenin said, too. He says there are 1,000 directions the society could go, but the public must not know it.
Yeah.
And so they must believe that the one that they live in is the only natural one that could possibly have evolved, and there's nothing further from the truth. This is an inhumane psychopathic system.
It is. It's not like a humane system. I could see it all around me. It's like when you grow up, you're born, you think, you're growing up in life. That's how life's supposed to be. Now the system, they switch the system around now, so now we could tell the difference because of our age. But it's all their system. They gave it to us, not ours.
Yes.
And we can't try to save what's not ours.
Yes, you turn on the television where it's Olympic sports, all you cheer is the winner. Cheer the winner and boo the losers and tough luck. And that's what's been encouraged in life. And we have winners and losers, and for every top of the pyramid, there's only a few get there. The rest of them down below are called the base. That's the base people. That's the majority of the population.
Yeah.
And we call this normalcy.
I call it prey and predators. They're the predators, we're their prey.
That's exactly what it is. They are predators. They're prime predators, and they're very proud of it.
Yeah, the top of the food chain, and to them, we just got to be we their food source.
Well, we are. We're the only ones who really make or produce anything.
Yeah.
And they live off us. And they also, like any farmer, if there's too many in a herd, or even like the Department of Agriculture or farming here, of agriculture in Canada, they'll kill off excess deer. They'll kill off the excess herd.
Yeah.
And that's all they see this as farming. They see it as farming.
Yeah, but I think honestly, deep inside, we each like in being individual could like at least on a personal level, at least we could at least deflect this thing a little bit. Although we don't have much time, we're like a hair away from this whole thing coming down on us, but I still feel deep inside that we got like an opportunity left, though.
Yes, we do. And we've got to connect quickly to
quickly,
our
like
self.
Really quick, we got to connect, or it'll be all over.
It will be all over. These guys are moving fast now, and it's worldwide. And people in Australia, New Zealand, Thailand, all across the planet are seeing all this stuff coming down.
Yeah.
And it's in the air. We feel it in the air.
Yeah, you can feel it right all inside your body. You could see it like, you can't see it with your natural eyes, but you can see it like when you perceive like deeper, you could see it ahead of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
A great scheme is unfolding. We're living through it. And it's like with bated breath because there's a hush of expectation. We know there's more going on. We're not being told.
Yeah.
And we're quite correct in that. They won't tell us to the very end.
No. Okay, well, I'm going to let you go, Al. It was nice talking to you.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. And Joe from Florida, are you there, Joe?
Yeah, hello, Al. How are you?
Alan, excuse me.
But I heard you're on disk that my son has. Another friend had copied from the computer. And I like the depth of your conversations, which I'm involved in deeply as well. Mm-hmm. But I have to let you know that I am a food waster as well.
Uh-huh.
And I like the the Cretan organization, so forth and so on and so forth. You talked about the Lodge Knights and so forth and how powerful they are, which you are deeply involved as well. Mm-hmm. And I do appreciate the depth again and be able to hear you as well as I listen to other ones on talk shows in the morning up in Pennsylvania and Pennsylvania, USA, and Florida, USA. Thank you.
Yeah.
But anyway, I knew that you knew where I was calling from. But anyhow, I was concerned. Are you born again Christian?
I wouldn't go by any of the terms that they use today, since I've watched every group, and I don't see the tops of any born again association warning the public of anything. And you can understand that the whole born-again phenomenon is fairly recent and primarily in the U.S. Across in Europe, if you ask them if they're born again, they'd give you a stare even 100 years ago. So it was almost like a new phenomenon given for the U.S. for a particular time. And it separates so many people on these little parts of doctrine that they're always arguing about. There's so many hundreds now of Protestant sects that on the surface will claim that they're all the same, but they all became sects because they differed on minute points of details. I don't go into religion because I don't need the rules and the laws that are given. I don't think a book is necessary to know what's right and wrong. And
well, I hate to interrupt, but if you were more or less what we call born again, the Holy Spirit wouldn't give you the knowledge and the depth and how to proceed to get this depth of information and facts.
But what I mean is I don't need a formalized doctrine of man or the acceptance of others either to say what I have to say that comes from the heart and my brain and what I know.
I gather you. But still, he has to be there for you to accept it and to ask questions and knowledge and so on and so forth.
There's something out there, like everyone's always known. There's something.
Yeah, but you always get the facts from the joshing portion of many subjects of presidents and vice presidents and all the guard that they hand into your ear.
Mm-hmm.
You can segregate it without a problem. You know the depth of it. You know how to dig into it. You know what questions to ask and put on your on your computer and so forth. I really do enjoy it, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Not many people can sit back and talk of knowledge of what you have. And when you speak of on the computer and so forth, in which a friend of mine puts them all on discs, then I get them and I listen to them. Very, very good. And I was concerned if what they call, we call born again Christian, and I could say you are a Christian. I don't know other than
that.
Yeah,
I always remember right. In the days of Christ, there was no word for Christian. It came much, much later.
Hey, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. I may get back with you some other time again. Hey,
sure.
Thanks a lot, Alan.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, and I do these talks, too. I don't have staff. I don't have people punching up things on the screen for me so I can sound very important and knowledgeable. It's all in the brain or it's nowhere at all. And there's no tricks with mirrors here at all or tricks with... And a lot of shows do this these days. They have staff who will punch in any conversation, any caller. The topics come up and the host sounds as if there was a genius. But here it's a real thing. It's from the heart. And I only say what I know. I'll be back after the following messages.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Hi folks, Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix. And talking about the psychopathic types, just scratching the surface here, about the psychopaths who run the system that we are born into. And they control it at the top. They love pulling it over on people. And here's a little quote from this book here. talking about the business world itself at the top. Concern here is that the costume for the new mass sanity of a psychopath is just as likely to be a three-piece suit as a ski mask and a gun. As Harrington says, we also have the psychopath in respectable circles no longer assumed to be a loser. He quotes William Krasner as saying, they, the psychopath and part psychopath, do well in the more unscrupulous types of sales work because they take such delight in putting it over on them. Actually, they like hunting. They're predators, getting away with it and have so little conscience about defrauding their customers. Our society is fast becoming more materialistic, and success at any cost is the credo of many businessmen. The typical psychopath thrives. They thrive in this kind of environment, and as they're seen as business heroes. And that's what we have today. It's the same with these characters, these family dynasties that people keep voting in. It's all that's presented to you. And even you'll find their oppositions generally are related to them too, including the wives. They're all interbred. These are the moneyed power elite who now lead you into this new world order, this new system. And they've taken such a long time in the planning. They've taken control over everything that you've taken as normal, your schooling system, education system, national education, which is an international education system. Everyone's getting the same propaganda and culture pumped into them from birth. UNESCO talked about this. I quoted it last week from the man who was the first CEO of UNESCO, and that happened to be Aldous Huxley's brother, top eugenicist, and he talked about the ability to control the minds of billions of people through a common education. Education doesn't mean you're given the truth, you're given a scientific indoctrination, so you'll perceive the world in a specific way. When they went into Iraq, the first group that went in, once the whole area was cleared, was UNESCO, to get the first generation trained, to get the youngsters, train them in a different system, and they will grow up to be the leaders in a democratic, we know what democratic means now, we're all living under it, as we use our passports and ID cards and so on like that. They want the same democratic system worldwide, and they also are giving them inoculations as well through the United Nations. And we know the history of the UN with their inoculation series, Ask Africa. That's the kind of world we're living in. It's a dangerous world run by these psychopaths who literally will justify whatever they do. Whatever they do, a psychopath must justify. Not to please you, but to soothe themselves. They've got to save their own ego at all costs. All costs. If it meant destroying the world to save their ego, they would do it. That's their nature. And they can rationalize anything at all. They also have conversive speech. Conversive speech is double speak, where they say one thing, the general population thinks that's a nice word, it sounds good, but it's got an opposing meaning. Orwell said freedom is slavery, war is peace. That's what he was telling us, conversive speech. We're seeing it all there today. So study this book, Pornerology. I don't get money for these books. I just push ones that are good. From Hamish, myself, up in here in a rainy nights in Ontario, Canada, it's good nights and may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent